Don't miss Lowe's Provember Season of Savings event, November 25th through December 2nd. We'll have some of the year's best deals on brands you trust every day. During this one-week-only event, get up to 40% off select tools, up to 25% off select lighting and ceiling fans, up to 50% off select ladders, and more. These pro deals are available in-store and online at lowesforpros.com. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid 11/25 through 12/2. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode 201. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
Ant, what's going on? How are you?
I'm okay. I think I'm still hungover from episode 200, so can we skip this one?
Hungover? Wait a minute. You don't do anything like that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm episode 200 hangover. That's all.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'm actually hungover.
Yeah, apparently, based on that response, I would agree with that.
I finally found the El Segundo Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA out here.
Oh, well, congratulations. I was more excited that like 2 weeks ago I found the WWE ice cream bars or the ice cream
sandwiches. Did you?
Yes.
Nice.
That made me happy.
I still haven't come across those, but I missed the chocolate.
Yeah, no. The chocolate is definitely, I do want the chocolate on there, but that's just not going to happen.
Actually, a friend of ours, Anthony Chu of the Yin and the Yang podcast, actually did a review of those ice cream sandwiches on his Facebook page.
Did he approve?
It's always hard to tell with him.
Yeah, that's very true.
Honestly, you just can't.
I personally approved of them. So
okay, very good.
I thought they were good.
I would imagine I would approve of them as well.
Yes, I think you would.
So we're back here, episode 201. But we want to start off by saying, as always, first of all, follow us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Spreaker, Apple, Google, Amazon, for crying out loud, just everywhere.
Yep.
YouTube, of course, as you're watching us now.
Absolutely.
Episode 200 also debuted on our Instagram TV.
Yes, page, which is very cool.
Yes, so that's will ensure that these episodes are under an hour, and B, or at least on Instagram they will be, and B, of course, you can follow us Instagram at Retro Gamers Podcast, also same on Facebook and YouTube, Twitter, Retro Gamers Pod. Mm-hmm. I'm having personal problems with Twitter, so we'll see if we can get that back going.
Uh-oh.
And, just find us, and we really love having everyone, and everyone giving us such wonderful praises last week. Not praises, but congratulations, I should
say. Yes. Yes. And thank you to everybody who contributed video to us for the 200th episode. And what Larry said, to all the congratulations. Actually got a message from Charlie last night.
Oh.
He said, I just finally got around to I watched episode 200. He's like, your new setup is awesome. So thank you, Charlie, for that. I'm actually really happy with my setup. What I'm not happy about is I've literally had no time to turn on a single system.
So as far as you know, none of them work.
No. I do know a few of them work because I did test some of them.
Oh, okay.
So I can tell you the JVC XI is operational. The Sega Dreamcast is operational. I haven't tested any of the cartridge ones yet.
All right, fair enough. So, curious, is that your only television or is that like a separate TV that you have there?
No. This is just the TV for here.
Oh,
like okay. This is not my living room. My living room is out
that's
there.
That's what I was curious about. All right, cool.
Yeah, no. This is literally just my office and game room.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Good move. Yeah, no, I love that setup. You can see it right behind Anthony.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube. So this week, we just got some stuff happened. I kind of discovered a few things that we'll talk about. But the first thing I want to get into, and it just dropped this week, and I am very much addicted to it. It's on, of course, the Nintendo Switch. It is Super Mario 35.
Yes. And I don't know how I missed it, but I didn't realize it was coming out this week. I thought it was next week. So in my it's been a very busy week for me work wise, so I really haven't had a chance to even look at it, unfortunately.
Fair enough. What's good news? Well, I would say it's a quick game, but sometimes not. So Super Mario Brothers 35, part of the 35th anniversary of Mario that Nintendo's throwing. It's basically like Tetris 99, just Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. So it's you versus 34 other players at the same time, and you slowly knock players out. What's cool about it is that, like, every time you defeat an enemy, you send an enemy to another board. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you start the game off, you know, World 1-1, which I think is a voting system, if I figured it out properly. So whichever board wins, that's the start. So
okay.
But everyone picks 1-1. And, you know, you just go through. But you can tell other enemies come to your board because they're gray. So that's how you know they're the enemies to your board. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just packed full of enemies. And unlike Tetris 99, I think, where... I mean, it's an endurance, don't get me wrong, but with Super Mario Brothers, because I think everyone is so good at it, I've probably played about 4 or 5 games. I feel like each game is about 25 minutes long, because when you get down to, like, to the top 5, we're just going and going and going.
Yeah.
And it's usually, I feel like, the only way you lose is if you make a mistake, and that's usually my issue. Like, I'll just make a dumb mistake as opposed to running out of time or something.
All right, well, that makes sense. Is there a timer? So, like,
yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, I wouldn't want it to go on for half an hour.
No. Here's the problem, though. Every time you defeat an enemy, you add time to your.
Okay.
Like, I think, like, if you hit him with a fireball, you add 1 second. When you finish the level, you add 50. You can only add, like, 15 seconds max with one. Mm-hmm. One thing that you do, but okay. Like, if you get a superstar and you blow through all the enemies, that's like a second each.
Oh, wow.
So that's where the endurance comes into play. Mm-hmm. And it really is more of an endurance factor. And as you play the game, you slowly unlock further levels. Like, I think all 8 worlds, 4 levels each are in the game.
Okay.
I'm only up to like 3, maybe 3-4.
Okay.
As far as what's unlocked. But the game is so much fun. But when you get down to the last 2, because I've won maybe 3 times I've come in first place.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. And it's cool. And they have, like, special daily challenges and stuff like that. But my only issue with it, I think, is the difficulty level needs to be ramped up just a little bit more. Because really, once you get a star, it's kind of game on at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're just blowing through the competition. And then the other person gets a star. And it kind of goes back and forth. But that doesn't really deter from the overall fun of the game. It's just like when I downloaded Tetris 99. Just mm-hmm. awesome to play with other players.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and these types of games are becoming more common now, the whole, like, elimination style games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Fall Guys on my PS4.
I played that finally.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. It really is. I've only won, I think, like, twice.
Oh, okay.
This entire time. But it's hard. It's like it's 60 people, you know, and they're wipeout style boards or games. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, like, these are becoming kind of all the rage, and I think they're really cool and they're a lot of fun. And I like the ones that are quicker. So it's like, you know, like 10 minutes, you're done and you move on, you know, or you play again. Like, I do like that.
This one, like, that though, format. May not necessarily be, like I said, if you're that good. Yeah. And the other players that good, you guys, and there's, like, strategy. I've seen some people just stay in one spot and just use a fire flower, you know, to just shoot enemies to the other board, but they keep regenerating the time. So I think they need to, and they do, like, special events and mm-hmm. stuff. So there's other things to do in the game, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And the daily challenges. The biggest issue is, of course, it's only for a limited time. This thing right now is only available to the end of March.
Well, that's weird.
And it's not like Super Mario All-Stars, Super Mario 3D All-Stars, where the game is only available digitally till the end of March. Mm-hmm. But say, like, you delete the game in a year from now, you can re-download it. Supposedly with this, it's done
did
the end of March.
Did they come out and say that specifically?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So hopefully they change their mind, because day one... Well, first of all, day one, the end of day one, to see, like, the top players is, look, people, we love video games, me and Anthony, but mm-hmm. come on. I know you really can't go outside, but let's just figuratively say, well, you can go outside, but go outside. Just enjoy life right now as much as you can.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Well, if you watch,
your goal is to sit at home for 12 hours and just play that.
I mean, some of these people definitely play more than 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's free, of course. So hopefully after we're done, when you got time, man, definitely download Super Mario 35. I think A, you'll get a kick out of it. And B, even though you keep, I'm not going to say you're going to keep winning. I don't want to make it look like we're professionals at it, but
no, we're not.
But even if you keep winning, becoming in first place, it's just still fun to kind of go against the I thought it was a race. Like, I thought it was whoever gets to the end of the level or the board or the gate.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to endurance. But again, that may be something down the road. So
yeah. And, you know, I mean, if it's that popular, I can't imagine them ending it in March unless they have something else planned. Like good example would be like with Fall Guys.
Like different seasons?
Yeah, they're doing seasons. Yeah. So I'm wondering if, like, depending on how, like, I would love to see, like, oh, you know what? This went over really well. Now we'll do it with Super Mario Brothers 2. Now we'll do it with Super Mario Brothers 3 and Super Mario World and so on and so forth. That would be really cool.
That would be cool. Like, I'm trying to still figure out as well, because there was another game that came out shortly after the lockdown happened, probably a couple months after, on the Switch called, all it was is Jump Rope. It's literally just Jump Rope.
Okay.
A virtual jump rope, and it's free. It was purposely done, you know, for the I guess some guys in R&D over at Nintendo just to do something when the pandemic first hit. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's such a simple game, but supposedly it's unavailable at this point, but I think it's still playable if you already downloaded it.
Okay.
Where, like I said, with this, since it's strictly online,
it'll just go away.
They're pulling the cord like April 1st.
Yeah, see, and I find that really odd, because if they're offering daily challenges and things to unlock and whatnot, why would you put all the effort in to unlock everything if they're just going to take it away?
And it's free anyway.
Yeah.
So, it's not like...
Very
like,
odd.
Yeah.
It's Tetris, like Tetris 99 is still going.
It's still going. It had a physical release anyway. Yeah. There is paid DLC. Mm-hmm. On that, which I have, and I still play that occasionally. Not out of I don't want to, just, you know, that's what I do. I play a game, and then I put it down, I move on to something else. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, we'll see. But in the meantime, definitely play Super Mario Bros. 35. And I can't wait for you to, you know, tell us how you feel about it. And that's right now what I'm currently playing a lot of, last couple of days.
All right. Fair enough. I might actually have a little time today on recording day, so I may turn that on later. So we should.
Cool.
Can you create like
a lobby
with friends?
No, it's purely random. That's the same thing with Tetris.
See that? Oh, that stinks. Because I would love to be in the same match.
True.
You're in, you know.
I mean, if friends join at the same time, no, I'm pretty sure it's purely random. I think Tetris is the same way. Mm. I don't think you can go on with a friend, I don't think.
No, I don't remember that one having that option either. And see, and that's like, to me, that's like a big miss on Nintendo's part, because like part of the fun is to play with, like when I play Fall Guys, you can play with up to four friends in a lobby before you join the game. And I'm like, that's the appeal, because like my friends and I jump on that and we're talking while we're playing, we're laughing, mm-hmm. or me complaining when I lose, you know, stuff like that.
Like Dead by Daylight.
You don't want to hear me during Dead by Daylight.
Which is now available on Stadia and free for Stadia Pro players.
Yeah, and there's also crossplay now.
Oh, on Dead by Daylight?
Yep.
Well, I have it for something.
Yeah, I know PC and Xbox and PS4 can all play together. I don't know about Switch.
All right, interesting. Stadia would be the Chromecast just hanging there, not from my TV. So, but... I still justify paying for Stadia each month because I still haven't purchased all the free games. Hasn't equaled out yet. So I'm still on the plus. Still on the plus. All right. So that's Super Mario Bros. 35. Oh, to answer your question, I think they don't do, and this is just me being me, I think they don't do lobbies because A, it starts the game up quicker. Mm-hmm. So you're not waiting. So there's not players just sitting in lobbies. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just kind of keeps the games going. I think that's the only reason why they do
Well, that's fair. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Today we're just going to kind of ramble on, because like you said, we're busy. Oh, what do you got?
Yeah. No, something that came to mind. And I don't know if you have this on your list, but, didn't they announce a new, Smash Brothers DLC?
Yes, they did.
And
that's
I saw that. Yeah. I literally saw that and just rolled my eyes.
It's well, I mean, it makes sense as far as what it is. So the new DLC, I don't know when it drops. I forgot when that is, but it's now Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Minecraft.
I know.
So the Minecraft characters are making it into Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Well, it's better than another character from like the, what's the series that they keep pulling all the characters in from?
Oh, like Fire Emblem?
Yeah, like everybody's like, okay, can we not have any more Fire Emblem characters and come up with something new?
I guess it's easier because Fire Emblem's more Nintendo, but
yeah, of course.
Yes, it's cool to see like a completely different game like this, especially one that like I feel like I know Microsoft. Does Microsoft own Minecraft?
I cannot answer that. I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like it's a Microsoft thing. I don't know why. But just to see a completely different entity come into Smash Brothers is cool. Look, Minecraft is what it is. It's one of the biggest games of all time.
Yep.
I mean, people learn to code through Minecraft. Or kids learn to code or learn computers through Minecraft. So it definitely has its reasonings to be in Super Smash Brothers. But I thought the reveal video was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the actual reveal video?
No.
Okay, so
once I heard what it was, I'm like, oh, I'm not interested in that.
We're not Minecraft players. I've tried Minecraft for like 5 minutes. So, but meanwhile, my godson, who's 9 and a half, loves Minecraft, and his little brother loved Minecraft. So, is what it is. But so the blah blah blah. Mario gets punched through a wall. It's very dark, and then you just hear that there's that by Minecraft sound. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Steve breaks through the wall in all of his 8-bit blocky glory, kind of just staring at Mario, and just all of a sudden his pick like turns into a piece of meat, like kind of in the game. It just changes, like no movement on his part. It's like very Minecraft-like. It was funny. I got to admit, it was kind of funny to see. Their fighting style is going to be in that Minecraft style. The Minecraft levels will be in it. Excuse me. But it's definitely, him, Alex, which is a female player. I think a zombie is going to be in it.
Oh, cool.
And the Unfun Gamer is going to, I know, correct me on this. And as he pointed out last week.
Yes.
And Ender, or there was End something. I forgot. I don't know, like an end boss to Minecraft. I don't know. He'll be in it as well, but
I'll take your word for it.
Nevertheless, it's a new game, a new series. And again, it's a difference. It's a non Nintendo series coming to Smash Brothers. Yeah. I'll take it. That's cool.
Probably for the last time with all the moves that Microsoft is making right now, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more exclusivity on Microsoft's side.
Yeah, probably.
To compete with PS5. And that was another thing I read this week. I'm sorry if I jump around.
No,
literally just like, what did I read video game wise this week? And I'm like, not much because I was so busy, but Microsoft buying Bethesda.
Yes.
That is a really huge power move by Microsoft to try and get one up on Sony. Huge.
You know what? It is. It definitely is kind of like when they bought Rare.
Yes.
But I feel like maybe that's the way these companies have to go. All right. Yeah. Nintendo always plays by the beat of their own drum.
Yep.
But Sony and Microsoft, look, the systems are as powerful as they're going to be, which is usually on par. Yeah. One system probably has some better stuff than the other or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But really, their selling points, and even our friends, have even said, oh, I probably won't get an Xbox because they don't have these exclusives. I won't get a PlayStation because they don't have these exclusives. It's going to boil down to exclusives. Let's face facts. If we didn't have any of the three systems, I'd probably go with the Switch because it has Super Mario, and that's exclusive. Yep.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've always been, I've always kind of floundered back and forth between, and Nintendo to me is always like my baseline. I'll always buy a Nintendo because Mario, Zelda. Like, it's not even a question for me anymore. Those are the two games I know I'm always going to play, and I have to buy the system for it. Outside of that, like, I've been waffling between Sony and Microsoft going back to PlayStation 2 days. You know what I mean? Like, I had a PlayStation 2, I had an Xbox, and then I was like, wait, they have a lot of the same games, so I don't need both of them. I go, unless I like the exclusives. And the Microsoft exclusives for me have never really been appealing because I'm not a Halo guy. I'm not a Medal of Honor guy. Like, those types of games aren't my thing. So, and that's what Microsoft gears towards. But in the 360 PS3 generation, I went 360 because I didn't see stuff on the PS3 at first that was really appealing. Mm-hmm. And so when we got to the next generation, I'm like, well, I'll just go Xbox One because the 360 worked for me. And then I very quickly realized that the Xbox One didn't have what I wanted. And I switched over to PS4.
There you go. And while you want to talk exclusives, like even with Xbox, like, you know, you would have gotten an original Xbox if for nothing else, probably for Buffy.
Buffy was like the biggest one that I played, like the biggest exclusive I played on there, I think. Like everything else, yeah, it was cross-platform at the time.
So yeah, now we can just lean over.
Yeah, it's like, look, I'm looking and seeing what I have over here in my Xbox stuff. Yeah, but like looking at my original Xbox games, like aside from the Halos, you know, everything I had on there, I think essentially wound up was on the PS2.
Okay.
So
yeah, I think that's, but a good move on Microsoft, as you said.
Oh,
but
yeah. Huge.
It's definitely a game of, here's what we have that they don't. And that's what it's going to boil down to, which kind of was the console wars.
Yeah, exactly. But, and here's the thing, at the end of the day, I don't like, unlike the console wars, because I'll be honest with you, even when the console wars were going on, I never expected one of them to go out of business the way Sega did.
I knew that
you know, and obviously they did with after the Dreamcast, but I don't foresee, here's a good example. In the console wars, Sega was just a video game company. They made their money off of video games. When that dried up, they didn't have anything else they could do. Microsoft and Sony are not just video game companies.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, are big media product companies. So if they suffer a little bit on the console side of things, they make that money up somewhere else. So I don't foresee the PlayStation or the Xbox ever going anywhere. Like, in terms of away, ever going away.
Yeah, I can see that. No, you're absolutely right. We'll see. You know, we'll see what this comes about with Bethesda. You know, you never know, honestly.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But it's going to be an interesting play on Microsoft's part.
Yes. Oh, and didn't they also move up the release date, too, of the Xbox?
Oh, that I have not heard. I don't know about
Well, no. Originally, I heard it was November 19th or 18th, something like that. And then Sony came out and announced their date was November 12th. And I believe Microsoft then came back and said, okay, we're coming out November 10th. And I'm like...
PlayStation's coming out.
We stop fighting like children.
PlayStation's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, we're coming out 2 days earlier. Ha ha. It's like, I don't think that's going to impact sales.
But speaking of which, my Atari VCS will be shipping soon. The system I bought probably 2 years ago at this point.
Nice.
Is going to be on its way. On their social media page, they showed all the units coming in. So now they're just, I think they're just numbering the founder editions, which I'm one of. Looking forward to getting that in the mail.
And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it. I also find it funny that it's coming out ahead of the Polymega, which, by the way, is supposed to also come out in November.
Oh, that's what Walmart says. Yep. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that because the amount of stuff that I just can't wait to play, even like some of the homebrew stuff that I've gotten over the years, and I said it before, I have some consoles. Yeah. I can play these, but I'm just waiting for the Polymega.
Yeah, well, I specifically am looking forward to the HD hookup so I can stream stuff.
Yes, that too.
You know, being able to stream all those old school games, those retro games will be awesome.
Speaking of old school games, I just the other day from when this drops, I found myself at Game On and
shocking. Of course you did.
Stuff, which we'll go over in a little bit. But I'm like, you know what?
Was that your trick or treat bag?
It should be.
It's like early Halloween.
Well, I'm up on
You need to go there on Halloween with a trick or treat bag and just open it up.
Did I do that last year? I don't know. Oh, it is a Saturday too. Halloween's a Saturday. And a full moon.
Yes.
And 2020. I'm just going to throw candy. Wrong? I'm just going to throw candy out my front window on the second floor here. Just whatever you want, take it. So I get the game on, and you know what? A couple weeks ago, I think we mentioned this, and it made it to the internet. GoldenEye 007 yes. for the N64. It's been re-released a couple of times. But the original GoldenEye, which got me through college, fantastic game. Everyone knows what it is.
Yep.
And the game's been out, what, maybe 24 years? I think it came out in 96, maybe, 97?
Yeah, 96, 97-ish.
Somewhere around there? Mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago or two, it was revealed that the game is playable with two N64 controllers, where you would hold Amazing. Them as a dual dual thumb, like a dual shock controller, yeah. if you will, like every controller is nowadays.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, maybe that's like a dev kit or something, or a hack. No, it's been in the options the entire
time.
The
whole time. Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Because, yeah, as much as the base game is a single player game, but you had multiplayers, you plugged four controllers in, and I get the game on. I'm like, you know what, Tristan, do you have a copy of GoldenEye? He's like, yeah, but it's very expensive. I'm like, no, not to buy. I just want to try it. About this whole dual controller thing. Mm-hmm. And I got a little bit of footage here for you. For me, at Game On, trying out the dual controller setup on GoldenEye for the N64. Hey, what's going on? Larry here from the Retro Gamers Podcast, and I'm here at Game On, hence the mask. But I'm here because I'm here for a bunch of reasons. But one of the main reasons is because ever since hearing about on the internet, you can use two controllers with GoldenEye. I own GoldenEye. It got me through college. The game's almost 25 years old, and it's like no one ever heard of this ability to use two controllers, you know, use both thumbsticks as basically a dual analog controller. So I figured I had to come here and test it out. So let's take a look. Here's GoldenEye, N64, two controllers, controller one and controller two, actually. And then basically what you do is, here, let me show you. There we go. So you just start up any game. You can tell it's an old screen. You can see the scroll. Start, right? You go into the options menu. You go over here to control style, which I didn't even know this existed. So you go to control style. You have this honey. They're all named after different Bond girls. And then just, oh, there we go. Well, I jumped ahead, so it don't matter now. But yeah, this is where you do. Look at this one. And then boom, two controllers. I've never seen this before. It's been in the game the whole time. This is ridiculous. I hate it took 25 years to figure this out, but I'm going to try this out right now. All right, here we go. There we go. Dual controllers. Right? So I have this set. Okay. This is the first level. Oh my God. I'm actually moving with the left stick.
Back up a little.
And I can look up and down and strife with the right one. And I can aim. Okay, whoa. This takes some getting used to. I can aim with the second controller. See how it comes up? And this is ridiculous. And actually, I hold that one and I stop moving. And then I just aim with the first controller.
Wow.
This is ridiculous. Polymega better come out with an N64 adapter. Holy cow. I don't want to waste anyone else's time here, but because I can't find anyone to shoot. Oh, there we go. Come here.
Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
When people asked us what kind of dog Maverick was, we were always stumped. Now we know, thanks to Embark's dog DNA test. He's a golden retriever mixed with Siberian Husky. We also got his health results and shared them with our vet. Embark is the highest rated dog DNA test and a must-have for any pet parent. You can test for 350 breeds and 190 genetic health conditions. Get free shipping and save $64 today on a breed and health kit with promo code DNA at EmbarkVet.com.
I was terrible at it then. I'm terrible at it now. All right, let's not show game footage of me trying to play the game.
That's cool, though.
But nevertheless, there we go. That is ridiculous. And it's been there for 24 years or so.
Well, that looked fun.
It was really cool to discover, because it's just, as you saw, you just kind of go into the options menu. And of course, no one kind of really knew about it because it's primarily a one player game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you go in, as you saw, you can flip through the controller setup, which I don't even remember controller setups to begin with, but they're there. But the option only appeared when you plugged in the second controller. Mm. So I would have never discovered it, obviously being just a one player game and a one player person. But as I said in the short video, it's weird to play, probably because of, I wasn't really fully paying attention. I was recording, so I was kind of doing two things at once. Mm-hmm. But it felt weird. But the longer I started playing it, the better it felt. But it was just odd on an N64 game to play like that. But yeah, it's pretty. So, yeah. You know, if you have it, definitely.
Well, because I mean, you're not used to it. And that's what it is.
No.
It's like, especially with N64. But you got to give it to Nintendo that, you know, going all the way back to friggin' Duck Hunt. Like, yeah. they've always been trying to do something innovative with both controllers. You know what I mean? Yeah. In a way. So, yeah.
And that's the thing, maybe some of you out there still have, because Tristan didn't have like a complete in-box version of GoldenEye. Duck Hunt, it's in the instruction booklet that the player 2 controller controls the duck.
Yeah.
But who read the instructions?
It just goes to show, you know, gamers' inability to read.
I've never – well, that's true.
I'm victim of that too.
Yeah, none of us do.
It's just like, forget the instruction booklet. I want to play it.
So I'm curious if this was in the instruction booklet, the original instruction booklet. Mm.
Worth looking up, I guess.
Absolutely. I was kind of hoping to see if he had the original there, but nevertheless. So that was really cool to discover and try. And hopefully, knock on wood, down the road, Polymega does an N64 adapter. And then I will get my hands on GoldenEye and definitely try that. So
that could be fun.
We'll see what happens. All right. You know what? Since we're on Game On.
Yep.
Oi,
oh yeah, before we talk about that. So first off, I didn't get to talk about this last week on episode 200 because it arrived 2 hours after we recorded.
So, there you go, timing.
So I just wanted to say a special shout out. So thank you to Game On for I got a nice stack of comic books to add to my collection. Because apparently 6,000 aren't enough. So I needed those extra 20. No, but thank you very much for that. And Larry, a very special thank you for sending me this, which is Zelda 64 Dawn to Dusk. I've never played this. So
It is a weird, I mean, people can get it as a ROM. It is basically a game. I'm trying to think how to describe it. It's different. It's Ocarina of Time. But let's see, where is it? I used to have it here. I looked it up and I don't have it anymore. But it's just a different version of Ocarina of Time. I don't want to say that it was a homebrew because I think it was like one of those, kind of like, you know, the BS Zelda games for the Super Nintendo?
Yes.
That we have? I think we both have that.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Parallel Worlds?
Yes. Well, Parallel Worlds is a hack.
Yes.
The BS games were games available on that Nintendo satellite view.
Oh, yes. Teleview. Yeah.
Yes, Teleview. I say, so Dawn and Dusk would have been the new 64 disk drive expansion to Ocarina of Time. That's what it is.
So I definitely need to play this.
Yeah, so definitely. And whenever you get a chance, definitely let us know about that one.
Okay. So maybe I'll stream that. My N64 has I have the HD adapter for it.
Oh, you do?
I can try that out. Yep.
All right, cool. No, definitely check that out. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy it. I think it's a really cool gift. Nah, no problem. So all this stuff here.
Yeah. So what did you buy?
So basically,
and how many car payments have you skipped in order to buy
stuff? No, I mean, look, my first car payment hasn't even hit yet. Okay. The first month is on them. Actually I'm doing very good in case my mother's watching. So what happened was, game, and this is all on their social media page, Game On Miller Place.
Yeah.
They got a trade-in of a ton of Famicom games.
Literally, I think he said it was over 2,000
games. No, it's ridiculous the number of Famicom games that he got. So what Tristan did, he actually put out, again, this was advertised on his page for those local on Long Island, basically get 10 Famicom games for $10. So he just put them out, and you just kind of went through them and you pick what you're interested in. Of course, most of them are in Japanese, so you don't know what you're looking at. But I can tell you right now, Famicom games that were popular are baseball games, Mahjong games, Dragon Warrior, and Dragon Ball.
Yes.
So I tried to steer clear of those.
Fair enough.
But
also, horse racing games were big for them.
True, but not in this grouping that I saw. Yeah. So I picked up 11 games, to be honest with you. Okay. And I kind of just went off.
So wait, it was 10 for 10 and you bought 11?
Oh yeah. And it was like a dollar more for the other one. So I don't know what half of these are. I kind of just grabbed them for the sake of grabbing them, but I'm going to show them anyway. And okay. What stinks is I know probably a couple of these I may already ask you to pick up, or you might have picked up saying, oh, look, his was cheap. You know, check this out. So here's some of the stuff. This one here, being Adventure Island.
Ah, very cool.
All right. I think this one you may have already gotten me, F1 Racer.
So, oh, yeah. I think I have that in box, actually.
Ooh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Star Luster.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, absolutely. This one I picked up is a classic game. It's got a cool feature on it, 10-Yard Fight.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
But there was a series of games that have this ruby on it. It lights up when you put it in.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that before.
Again, these were a dollar each, so I don't mind the price. I don't know what that is, but it looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
This one, Muscle.
Nice.
Muscle.
Very cool.
Some sort of racing game. It looks like an F1 game of some sort.
But interesting. And that looks, looking at it really quickly, I thought that was April O'Neil.
It does kind of look like April, yeah. I'm assuming this is like a Kid Nicky or something like that, or Radical Ninja.
Oh yeah, I loved Kid Nicky.
Kid Nicky was
never
awesome.
I can never beat it, but
always have to have an Ultraman in your collection.
Holy cow, I can't turn off the dinging on my phone. Hold on a second.
Is it an iPhone?
Yes.
Then it's on the side.
Yeah, no, I got it.
A commercial?
No, I have that stupid OtterBox, so it's trying to get in there. It's like I'm performing surgery to turn off the sound.
I think this is Kung Fu.
Oh, I'm curious to see that.
It's kind of weird looking.
Yeah.
And which, again, I think I may already have this, but I grabbed it anyway, Star Force.
Nice.
So I grabbed those. Cool. I also saw this, and it's in box, and this is a game I actually enjoyed playing, so I think it's kind of cool I got this in box.
Okay.
Load Runner.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, a little beat up, but still very cool. No. This was not part of the 10 for 10, so. And then I picked up, because as you know, I picked up a Genesis Powerbase converter.
Yes.
A couple months ago, which plays Master System games, so of course I had to pick up R-Type.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. On the Master System.
Very cool. So,
I think that's pretty cool.
That's a decent haul.
Yes. And not only that, but there's one more that's going to be actually on your way, my friend.
Yes, I know, because I asked you to pick up Rockman 3 for me.
Rockman 3.
Yep. I think I may have the second one.
I was going to say, you didn't pick up any of them when you were over there?
No. Well, no, I picked them up for you, didn't I?
I honestly don't remember. I have to go back and check.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. It's like, that's the problem. It's like, I saw all those and I'm like, ooh, I was like, did I have Rockman? And then I'm like, wait, do I have Rockman? I got, you know, and I have the app on my phone that has the collections in them. And yeah. I never think to look at that.
I got to create a collection. So many times I'm in the store and I'm like, do I have this already?
CLZ games.
I know. I just got to get to it.
Yeah, buy it and put your games in there. I haven't put my games in there in a couple of months, so I got to update it.
So I'll do that. All right. So we got that there. So I did that. It was a good haul, a good evening.
Very nice haul. Well, good for you.
And
spending money.
Absolutely. Keeping the economy going. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I purchase wise, I haven't really done much. I got the Zelda 64. I did pick up Super Mario 3D All-Stars. I just haven't played it yet.
Cool.
It's one of those things where it's like I grabbed it day of and I'm like, when am I going to have time? So, which is basically what happens with all of my games. I have tons of games that I'm just staring at. And I'm like, I really need
to. Bro, I haven't gotten to Tony Hawk. I haven't gotten to Battleground.
I started Tony Hawk and I got to like the third or fourth level and then I had to stop.
WWE Battleground I haven't gotten to, which has been fun. Super Mario 64, Super Mario I was playing, All-Stars that is, 3D All-Stars, put that aside. Not because of I'm disinterested, just, mm-hmm. You know, life and other games show up. So.
Exactly.
All right, so this one may be a little bit on the shorter end because I got one more thing specifically to talk about.
Okay.
Unless I'm forgetting something, which Lord knows I am.
Maybe.
So I was with my buddy Mario. We were just talking, and Mario's been on the show a couple times. And I think, and actually, just make a note of this. I think it would be good to we did this early on in the show, like I think single digit episodes. We talked mm-hmm. about movies based on video games.
Yes.
And there's been since we recorded that 3 years, 4 years ago, maybe mm-hmm. almost five. Obviously, there's been a lot more. And
of course.
I think we would need to go back, revisit it, a lot of direct to DVD and stuff like that. So we were just talking about movies. And I'm like, you know what? Let me go. Like when I got home, I went to Wikipedia. So I pulled up the list of video game movies based on video games.
Right.
And I mean, they broke it down. Hollywood, Japan, Taiwan, China, live action, animated, direct to DVD. So many of them. But there's one in particular I came across. I was like, ooh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Where it is available on YouTube, where I ended up watching the whole thing. It's like a little over an hour.
Okay.
I started it late yesterday, so I finished it this morning. It is probably considered the first video game movie. Oh, hello. It's an animated movie. It's a Super Mario Brothers anime.
Oh.
From 1986, it is an hour long.
Interesting.
Called the English version, the English translation, Super Mario Brothers: The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach.
Oh.
So, first of all, you're not going to find it anywhere because it's not on, they say the VHS copy, it's never been dubbed. So, I had to watch it with English captioning.
Okay.
They say the VHS version of this video is probably the most rare or the rarest, whichever one is the right English, piece of Mario merchandise that is out there.
Really?
So extremely rare, the VHS.
Was it because like it was only released like once, one run, and that was the end of it, I guess?
I think they just, you know, it released, no one thought about it, and it kind of just fell to the wayside.
Interesting. And I'm assuming in Japan only.
Oh yeah, no, it's never been dubbed in English. It's never been available anywhere else. It's never been dubbed. The dubbing in English, I think.
You want to crash the party? You want to crash the party?
Well, I don't have the video on it. Oh, no. Are you choking him?
Good yes. Lord.
Okay.
Can you
well,
see?
He likes yeah. it.
I don't want to comment on that. I do not want to comment on that. He just wants to sit on my lap.
That's you let him in the game room? How dare you?
He sleeps on the couch. He likes the couch. And then the other one sleeps in the window so she can look outside.
All that fur.
This isn't my house. This is theirs. I just
This rent. Is true. This is really true.
I just pay for them to live here.
That was like the other cat. Jericho was like that.
Yeah.
She lived there rent free.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works here. I'm not in charge. Man.
So the Super Mario Brothers movie is so weird. I mean, it is like it very, and I don't mean this in a bad way. It's a Japanese anime. It's got like you know, those what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
It's not bad. I'm not trying to be bad, but like damn it. Like, it just, a lot of things you always see in Japanese anime, short of nudity, is in this. Just the wackiness, the jump cuts, the dialogue is very, very weird. But the story itself is weird.
I wonder if it's something they did really quickly to capitalize on how popular Mario Brothers became. Like, in other words, like, that was literally a year after the
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a 1986 Japanese anime film based on the video game. And it is definitely based on the video game. It uses the music cues from the video game. You know, Mario is Mario. Princess Peach is Princess. You know, the Goombas, the Koopa Troopas are in there. But then it gets odd. And look, the movie came out in 86. You're not going to find it anywhere else. So I don't even know if it's a spoiler alert at this point. But, like, first of all, they work in a grocery store.
But like, they're plumbers.
Oh, exactly. So they work in a grocery store. It starts off with Mario playing a Nintendo Famicom. He's actually playing a Famicom, like a generic game. And then Princess Peach appears on the screen, and then she jumps out of the television, and then Koopa...
Like the ring.
Basically. And all she does is cry throughout the whole show. And then Bowser comes through the television, kidnaps her, goes back in the TV. Luigi's not green. He's like this weird blue with a yellow shirt. There's a dog that follows them.
Okay.
Then they meet up with somebody who almost looks like God, who tells them they have to go rescue the princess. But in order to do that, they have to find the Triforce.
Oh,
I'm like,
we've mixed some stuff up.
No, it is so weird.
Okay,
and it's just like, okay, and then, you know, then it moves on, and it's weird. Like, Luigi's very money hungry. Like, all he cares about is finding coins and stuff like that.
Okay,
and then it just goes on. They have this wacky adventure. It's just, it was so weird. And then the ending is actually a little depressing.
Does Peach die?
I'm going to tell you the ending because, again, who's going to watch this? Except me. Late on a Friday in all Japanese. All right.
Well, anyway, spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear the ending.
I guess at this point, yeah.
Yes.
And you can find
skip the next 2 or 3 minutes.
And in all honesty, even if I tell you the ending right now, still go and watch. It's weird. First of all, at points, you feel bad for Bowser and you think Peach is a B.
Okay.
Like, but she comes off kind of bratty, and King Koopa comes off like, I'm kind of feeling bad for this guy.
All right. Empathetic villain. I like it.
And he kidnapped her. So the end comes up. Mm-hmm. Mario saves the day. And then it turns out that, you know, Peach is looking for the one savior of hers to marry.
Mm-hmm.
The dog turns into the prince of the neighboring kingdom, and they get married.
What?
And Mario kind of walks off like, all right, it's not me. Have a good day. And it ends.
Look,
she flat leaves him.
Look. We were never meant to understand Japanese culture. That is my response to that. I will leave it at that. It is not for us to understand.
When the prince showed up, I'm like, okay, princess is gonna be like, oh well, you know what Mario said, because she's screaming for Mario the entire stupid movie, and then Mario faints out of jealousy. He starts crying, and he's like, all right, and he walks away. I've experienced that 3 times in my life. Wow. I know what it feels like, Mario.
I know your hair is standing on end.
It is. Oh my gosh! Is it?
From it.
I forgot to wear my hat. It is so weird. Still, give it a shot. It's on YouTube. I'll put up a link of a really good copy.
Wow!
Super Mario Brothers: The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach, and it's almost as good as the God. Remember the old? They had that ABC special. It was like Ice Capades, Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Mr. Belvedere played King Koopa.
Mm-hmm.
Almost that good. Wow. Oh, man. It was.
Yeah, we're just going to leave that right there.
Like, I was eating breakfast and I'm like, What just happened? So definitely check that out. I thought that was weird.
All right. Yeah. Forgive me if I don't, but I just might not.
And then, like I said, a future episode, we'll talk about some other, I think, movie franchises or movies based on games. Because when I was looking at the list, yeah, there's a lot of new ones since we last did the episode.
That I think sounds like a topic for a new episode.
Is there one that you might be able to talk about now?
No.
Dang it. Okay. All right.
Well, the problem is I really don't know much.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they would have had something going on by then.
No.
Never mind. You are useless. So... So,
oh, no, there are spoilers I can share with you, Larry, that I'm sure make your ears bleed.
No, not those. Other ones. All right. So that's basically about it for what I have. That movie took up most of my Friday. So,
all right. Well, that movie did not take up my Friday. I actually introduced VR to a friend of mine last night.
PS did you
VR.
Really?
I did. Oh. So, and naturally, what I always do is I have people put on the VR headset. Mm-hmm. And then I turn on Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, and I scare the crap out of them.
It really is. Is that part, is that the demo?
It's on the demo, but I have the game. I have the full game.
Okay, no, so, I had the demo disc.
Oh no, I have the full game. Yeah. So I basically just turn that on to scare them, and then I show them all the cool stuff like Astrobot and Beat Saber and stuff. So that was actually that went over really well. It was a fun Friday night.
That's cool.
Yeah. So pizza and VR.
That actually sounds like that's about as 80s / late 90s as you're going to get.
Yeah, more or less, with VR.
You know what, Ant? We got a little bit of time. I'm actually going to mention a couple of pieces of news that I kind of forgot about that I thought are pretty cool.
All right, throw them at them.
I mean, I'm getting these from NintendoLife.com. Of course. Two, but of course, both based on the NES. First of all, someone made a... International Space Station tracker that you can play on the NES.
Ooh. On the NES?
On the NES.
Okay.
It tracks in real time the ISS. And it's really all it does, just a tracker. Mm-hmm. I think it's more kind of like, hey, look what we can do.
Right.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, it is pure 8-bit glory.
That's kind of cool, though.
But it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
I'm a big I'm a big space nerd.
So. I love space, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
which, by the way, not video game related, but I just finished watching Away on Netflix with Hilary Swank. It's it's a new series about going to Mars.
Oh, okay.
Excellent show!
Episode 400 will be from Mars.
There you go.
Actually, there's a new. I think there's a new miniseries on Netflix about the Challenger.
I did watch that. That was kind of eye-opening in terms of what I did not know, because obviously I was just a kid at the time, but wow.
Okay, we're watching live in school.
Nope, same. I remember watching live and everybody's like, what happened? And the teacher turned the TV off really quickly.
Is that supposed to happen? Oh, we're all going home? All right, sweet.
Yep.
Did they mention on the Netflix series Big Bird?
No. No, yes, they did. Yes, they did. They talked about, and you know, it was interesting too, like, and you'll see in the Challenger one, The Peter Billingsley, I think his name is, the one who played Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
Okay.
He was very heavily involved with NASA with their like children's space program type of thing. So he was there.
Oh, really?
He was there. He got to, so they interviewed him about it because he was there live and watched it.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like, that's not traumatizing.
If people don't know, this is interesting. This is honestly, it's retro. NASA wanted Big Bird, Carol Spinney, in the Big Bird outfit.
Yep.
Wanted him on the Challenger. He agreed to it. When he backed out, that's when they put the teacher.
Yeah.
Put her in. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine? I know you're a couple years older than me, so you're probably already out of that phase. But I was still, you know, Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. I might watch it now. But you know, if I would have saw Big Bird, like his head, I would have been like,
yeah, no, that would have been, I mean,
my
look,
life would have been different from there on in.
It would have been equally disastrous. I mean, nothing was just a disaster. But anyway, the ISS NES thing sounds really cool. That's something I wouldn't mind seeing.
In fact, I think you can download, like if you have like an EverDrive or something like that, you can download and use it. And then there's something else that some people made an NES. It's like a Smash Brothers type game on NES,
mm-hmm.
on an NES cart with a Wi-Fi chip so you can play online.
Wow.
So it is technically the first and only online. Oh, I don't want to say only, but or first, but it's you can play online with your original NES in this, what they call it, Super Tilt Bro.
Oh, interesting. So do they have, do they actually have like NES characters in it or just
no, no, I think it's just a generic, it's a very generic game.
Okay. But, that's fair, but not a bad first shot. Sure.
Yeah, but you can go Wi-Fi with it. You can go online with an NES.
All right, that's really cool.
Which I think is pretty weird. So those are just a couple of highlights. Nothing major beyond that.
Very awesome.
So, and I think that's probably going to be it for now.
Yep, that's it. I was running through my brain to see if I had anything else I wanted to talk about today, but no, I'm good.
All right, so we'll.
I did want to mention it is October.
Yes, it is.
October is usually the time to break out all the horror games.
This is true.
No.
Oh, you know what? Horror. There is some horror game I meant to mention. Maybe I'll mention it next month, next week. But yeah, I guess it's time to break out horror. Dead by Daylight, we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Always. One of the PS4 free games for the month is Vampire.
Oh, I didn't even check those. I forgot September. Yeah, or, I mean,
which
October.
I actually have been wanting to buy, so now it's free. So awesome.
I gotta check those. Years ago, I guess at this point, probably somewhere in the hundreds, we'd mentioned a couple of horror games. What was that, like the one with the school about like White Valentine or something?
That was what was that called? White Day.
White Day.
Which White is Day, like a labyrinth called School. Yeah.
Yes. You ever download that?
Yeah, no, I downloaded it. I played through I got through like the first level, so to speak, in the game. It kind of lost my interest.
All right, never mind.
It just did. Like I was going through it and I'm like, okay. Maybe I'll go back to it one day, but I wasn't 100% like into it.
Fair enough. I think I might have a Silent Hill. Maybe I'll throw that in.
Ooh, Silent Hill's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, you know me. I have a ton of horror-based games, so I was just thinking about those. But yeah, it's October, so it's time to break those out.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll talk a little bit more about those as we go on. But in the meantime, again, Ant, where can they find us digitally?
You guys can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. We're pretty much everywhere. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Instagram TV now. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast. We are available on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. And you can email us if you want to chat with us. Email at theretrogamers.com.
Yes, or you can email us through the website as well.
Which I admittedly haven't updated in a long time.
And also, we have not forgotten, but this week, so after this episode's drop, be on the lookout on Instagram, and it should copy over the Facebook, where we will announce the winner of the episode 200 shout-out contest, where, again, you'll be able to choose your prize of either the sealed PS4 Battle Princess Madeline game, which was a Kickstarter game, or the very unsealed and used Space Invaders Invincible Collection for the Switch, which, again, if you want, I will happily sign for you.
Yes. Considering it's already free, don't devalue it anymore.
And with that, folks, we will catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hi, Carol from LA here. We rescued Sadie from a local shelter. With an Embark dog DNA test, we found out she's mostly border collie. She's a much happier dog since we started agility training.
I recommend Embark to any dog owner. You can test for 350 breeds and 190 genetic health conditions. Get the highest-rated dog DNA test at EmbarkVet.com. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use the exclusive promo code DNA to get $64 off an Embark breed and health kit.